The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Friday late edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 29th of June. Yep, meaning it's going to be our last show for June of 2018. We've got the best technology news happening over the past 24 hours is coming at you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, this came out of nowhere, but Amazon said, well, why not? If you got a few Fire Amazon tablets hanging around, this could be useful. Yes, Amazon has unveiled the new Showmo charging dock, and it's for the Fire HD 8 and 10. Now, true, it provides a very convenient way of charging your tablet, and you can have them propped up at the same time, making it all nice and easy to kind of, you know, just sit there, you can watch a video, or have stuff hands-free, say like Alexa. Yes, that's correct. The dock also turns the tablet into an Echo Show, meaning it's an always-on time, weather, and news ticker display with complete hands-free control via Alexa voice assistant. So yes, Amazon just gave you a reason to spend some money over the weekend thinking, well, I've got some Fire tablets hanging around. I ain't used them so much. Hey, look, now I can. And speaking of money, Amazon will be selling the Showmo charging dock for $39.99. and $54.99 for the Fire HD 10. Now, sorry, I got your hopes a little high saying this weekend. No, a few weekends away. It's coming out actually July 12th. Apple looks like they got a bundle deal coming for you. How would you like to have your TV, your music, and your news all in one single subscription? Well, if the rumors are going to be true, you could be getting that. Now, we all know Apple Music, yep, it's out there, and it's starting to catch Spotify. Plus, we know that they've been spending a lot of money on other media things, too. They've even bought up some distribution rights for many television shows. Plus, they acquired Texture back in March, meaning pretty much covering all of your digital print media. Now, just so you know, this report is coming from The Information, and they haven't exactly been completely wrong in the past, nor have they been completely right about Apple stuff, but this one would kind of make sense, giving Apple people an Amazon Prime feel with pretty much without the Prime. Now, of course, right now, we don't know if this is true yet, meaning we wouldn't even know what a single monthly or annual fee would cost. But if we know anything about Apple, it's probably going to be a bit more than Amazon. When's the last time you took a look at your set-top box or smart television? How many streaming services do you have? Lost count? Me too. Well, guess what? We gotta add another one now. Hi. Well, I guess we don't have to, but if you're a DC Comics fan, this is probably a kind of a must. That's right, the DC Universe is coming up with their own streaming service, and it's gonna be launching in beta in August. The service will include, of course, television shows, movies, and comics all in one place. Now, DC has already announced that new original TV shows will premiere on the service before you'll see them anywhere else. In fact, some may be exclusive to the service. As far as other exclusives that will be on the service, we're talking all of Christopher Reeve's Superman movies, plus the Lois and Clark television show. Yeah, remember that way back when? That's before Terry Hatcher became desperate. And of course, the original Wonder Woman with Linda Carter. Ah. From what we're hearing right now, it'll be available on phones, tablets, TV screens, pretty much anywhere you see a screen, it's going to be available for you. What we don't know is the price. And finally, we might want to talk a little bit quieter for this. And finally, you're asking yourself, why, Kyle? I'm saying, well, because Facebook might be listening. Granted, Facebook's been in hot water for quite a few months now. But if this is true, let the hot water keep on rolling. Now, first off, they've actually denied this in the past, saying they're tapping phones' microphones for targeted advertising. They said, no way, we ain't doing that. But it's kind of interesting that Facebook just filed a patent that's supposed to turn your phone mics on to record reactions to ads. Yeah. According to a report from Mashable, Facebook could embed a high-pitched audio signal. While we couldn't hear it, the app could, giving off, shall we say, a type of tone that the microphone would hear, and then it would turn itself on to see what our reaction would be to that ad, saying, oh, isn't that nice, or wow, that product sucks. It could also be used for other than ads that you're seeing on your phone. Say the ad that you're seeing on your TV screen. That ad comes on, Facebook hears that little tone that's in that ad that you can't hear, and then it may get you discussing about what you think about that ad. Now, you would think with everything going on, they wouldn't do this. Then again, we thought they wouldn't do that either. And no, this thing isn't live yet. It's not happening. At least we don't think so. But let's just keep it quiet just in case. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us, BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, yep, that's our website for podcasts, blog, reviews. It's all over there. Get subscribed to everything and stay on top of what's happening in tech. Also, Facebook, Instagram, that's our social media places, British Tech Network. We're on Twitter as well, @BritishTech. I'm on Twitter, too, @KyleSwagger.